This is Michael Josephson for the Josephson Institute of Ethics. Listening to 9/11 survivors relive the horrendous event that shattered their lives should remind us all to treat every day as a gift and treasure every opportunity to give or receive love. This is especially true for parents. A favorite story is about a 10-year-old boy who was told by his father not to expect him to go to his soccer games. The dad explained to his son that he was a very busy lawyer and that he wanted to become a partner, so he had to work most nights and weekends. One evening, the boy asked his dad, "How much do you make an hour?" The dad answered, "My clients pay me $300 an hour." The boy gulped, "Wow, that's a lot. Could you lend me $100? "Don't be ridiculous." The boy ran to his room sobbing, and his father followed. "Son, I'm sorry. I'll lend you the money, but can you tell me what it's for?" The son replied, "Well, I've saved $200, and with your $100, I'll have enough. I won the Most Valuable Player Award, and I'd like to buy an hour of your time so you can come to our banquet." The father felt like he'd been stabbed in the heart as he realized the cost he'd paid for his priorities. None of his clients needed him as much as his son, and nothing he could do as a lawyer was more important than what he could do as a father. How had he missed that insight? It's always difficult to balance job demands and family needs, but the test of whether you work too much is simple. Are you able to be the kind of parent your child deserves? This is Michael Josephson reminding you that character counts.